Dear investors and partners, my name is Andrii Avila, CFO of Eesti Energia. I'm glad to welcome you to our regular conference call to discuss Eesti Energia's third quarter of 2020 financial results. I hope you have had the chance to download the quarterly report and the investor presentation from our website. Starting from slide number three, there is an overview of third quarter before we move on to a more detailed view. In the third quarter of 2020, Eesti Energia's sales revenues decreased by 5.2% to 191.1 million euros. Group EBITDA, however, increased by 5.3% to 44.4 million euros. Like in the first half of the year, the decline in revenues mostly came from the electricity segment on the back of low electricity prices. Although the EBITDA of the electricity segment also fell on an annual basis, the performance from other segments, mainly from shale oil and distribution, was sufficient for EBITDA of the group to increase. Operating cash flow was 73.5 million euros, climbing significantly from last year's levels, mainly due to positive cash flow impacts from working capital changes and derivative instruments. Capital expenditure increased to 35 million euros, a rise of 9.4%. Before covering the financial results of the business segments, we will take a look at the developments of our main commodity markets on the next slides. Turning to slide number four, we have provided an overview of the electricity market. Similar to the first six months of the year, electricity prices have continued at low levels in the Nord Pool area on the back of high Nordic hydro reservoir levels. Although on a quarterly basis, the average electricity prices in Finland and Estonia increased, they were still at least 25% lower from last year's levels. Also, we can say that the third quarter was a bit more peaceful in the context of the electricity market price, as there were no negative intraday electricity prices in the Baltics. Average quarterly electricity price spread between Estonia and Finland narrowed from previous quarters 6.3 euros per MWh to 4.0 euros per MWh. At the same time, price difference between Estonia and Latvia widened from 0.1 euros per MWh to 1.6 euros per MWh during the third quarter, after 12 months of close to zero price differences between the two Baltic states. The average electricity price achieved by Eesti Energia's Narva power plants remained at higher levels compared to quarterly average of Nord Pool market electricity prices as a result of peak hour electricity production. The clean dark spread decreased on an annual basis to 9.4 euros per MWh. However, on a quarterly comparison, there was significant improvement from last quarter's -26.7 euros per MWh. Compared to the second quarter, Nord Pool Estonia's average electricity market price was higher and the cost of oil shale per MWh improved, while the average market price of CO2 in the third quarter was 6.1 euros per ton higher than in the second quarter. It should be kept in mind that the clean dark spread is a purely market price-based figure with regards to electricity and CO2 components. In the income statement, the average reserve price of CO2 is used, and this is lower from the market price due to receipt-free allowances and past CO2 hedges made from lower price levels. On the next slide, let's briefly cover the oil markets. On an annual comparison basis, both the Brent crude oil and 1% sulfur content fuel oil were at lower price levels, but compared to the second quarter of 2020, we saw increasing prices. Still, there is no denying that the oil market is under pressure due to decreased demand and unclear outlook from the coming months amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Although there have been agreements to limit oil production by the OPEC countries, the concerns regarding the recovery of the demand side seem to lead the oil prices worldwide. We still see that most of the analysts expect no significant change to a long-term outlook of oil demand. However, in short and medium term, we can have a bumpy ride, depending on how the COVID-19 pandemic situation develops. On slide number six, we have provided an update to the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Entering the COVID-19 pandemic, it was company's expectation that distribution volumes would decline 5% during this year. So far, we have seen nine-month distribution volumes fall 3% from last year. In the end of June, the six-month change figure was -4.4%. With regards to electricity and gas volumes of retail sales, slight decreases were expected, and actual figures show that the expectations have materialized to the electricity sales. In the gas market, we have managed to gain market share. However, at the same time, we have seen some bigger gas consumers in Poland to decrease their consumption by a fifth from last year's levels. In regards to the current customer payment behavior, this is similar to the situation before the COVID-19 pandemic. All in all, we are within the expectations. However, we keep monitoring the circumstances, and if needed, we are ready for additional adjustments. During the quarter, Estonian Central Bank released an update to the GDP forecast for Estonia, which is now expected to be better for 2020. However, the road to recovery will be prolonged. Turning to slide number seven, let's start the review of Eesti Energia's financial results. The major cause for the lower sales revenues is the electricity segment. Distribution segment managed to show a rising EBITDA despite a small decline in sales revenues. Shale oil segment's third quarter sales revenue was impacted by additional sales that were postponed from the second quarter of this year to the third quarter. As in the previous quarter, the effects from oil hedges made from higher price levels provided support to oil EBITDA. Our products and services showed smaller revenues, but EBITDA from our activities improved due to positive effects from gas hedges that do not fall under IFRS 9 hedge accounting. To continue with the overview of the electricity segment, please turn to slide number nine. Although the electricity market prices decreased by nearly 25%, just below 37 euros per megawatt hour in the third quarter, the group's average electricity sales price, excluding impact from derivatives, decreased less by 8.3% to 50.7 euros per megawatt hour. Support to the average electricity price achieved by the group came from retail sales that are with higher margins and from electricity production by Narva power plants that is targeted towards peak hours. Derivatives had a negative impact of -2.1 euros per megawatt hour on an average electricity sales price. As a result, the average electricity sales price, including gain on derivatives, was at 48.6 euros per megawatt hour. However, as we separate our hedges between retail and power production activities, the effects were mixed, with power production hedging having a positive effect and retail hedges a more negative one. Electricity sales volume decreased due to both smaller retail sales and wholesale quantities. As a result of lower electricity prices and sales volumes together with negative impact of derivative transactions, the quarter electricity sales revenue fell on a yearly basis by nearly a fifth from 105 million euros to 84 million euros. Electricity generation of the group in the third quarter amounted to 1.1 terawatt hours, which is 21.4% higher than in the third quarter last year. Last year's third quarter electricity production was affected by maintenance schedule, as this year there were no comparable events. Renewable energy production was strong. Most of the increase came from higher use of biomass in Narva power plants, while wind conditions were also favorable together with a good reliability of renewable production assets. Biomass usage as a fuel gives an edge over traditional oil shale in the production of electricity in Narva power plants, as there is no CO2 cost for the used biomass. The biomass used mainly in our Narva power plants is of low quality, residuals from industrial production. Therefore, the price of the biomass is also lower compared to traditional pellets or the biomass or other biomass alternatives. Electricity produced from renewable and alternative sources made up 45% of total electricity production during the quarter, in line with group's target of 45% for 2023, for a fifth quarter in a row. Despite reaching the target on the back of decreased oil shale electricity production, we are continuing the development of renewable projects in our home markets to further improve the company's asset base. During the first 9 months of this year, we have produced 55% of group's electricity from renewable and alternative resources. We have hedged electricity price risk for our power production units and for retail sales business separately. A more detailed view regarding hedge positions can be seen on slide number 27 in the appendices. Continuing to slide number 10, the EBITDA profit of the electricity segment amounted to 3.7 million euros, a decline of 6.8 million euros from last year. Biggest impact came from lower sales volumes, while the already mentioned derivatives also had a negative effect, mostly came from retail hedges. On the margin impact, we have gathered effects from two components. Firstly, lower sales price that had a negative impact, and secondly, positive effect from variable cost mainly due to lower electricity purchasing cost on the back of higher intergroup electricity production quantities. Lower fixed costs had a positive effect of 2 million euros as maintenance and payroll related costs decreased. Next, let's turn to slide 12, where we shall go over the results of the distribution segment. Distribution volumes in the third quarter were 1.8% lower on an annual basis. While in the first two quarters the decrease was larger, in the first quarter minus 4.5% and in the second quarter minus 3.4%. The average distribution sales price, the tariff increased by 1.8% year over year due to changes in the consumption profile. As a result of COVID-19 pandemic, we have seen consumptions by business clients in slight decline, while household electricity consumptions have slightly risen. Since the household tariffs are higher than the tariffs for business clients, we see a raise in average tariff. As a result of higher average tariff, the sales revenue of distribution unit was basically stable at 48.5 million euros in the third quarter. The average duration of unplanned interruptions grew significantly as this year's third quarter was more stormy compared to last year's same period. Moving on to next slide, number 13, of EBITDA of a distribution segment in the third quarter increased by 8.1% to 24.3 million euros, led by higher average tariff and smaller costs related to the network losses. Smaller volume of distribution electricity had a negative impact that was overweighted by smaller maintenance costs. The smaller maintenance costs are the result of better price levels received on latest procurements, where we have seen prices come down by 7 to 10%. Maintenance costs are related to planned interruptions and do not cover costs related to unplanned interruptions. For the sake of clarity, the duration of unplanned interruptions did not increase due to smaller allocated funds, but due to more stormy weather in the third quarter of this year. Also, we have seen the CapEx, we will see from the CapEx overview slide, the investments into the electricity network have risen. Next, let's turn to the shale oil segment. So let's continue from slide number 15. The dynamics here were the same as in the second quarter. The quarterly average sales price of shale oil decreased on annual basis due to the declining oil market prices, while derivative transactions made from higher price levels had a supporting effect. Third quarter sales volume as a result of the sales revenue increased both by more than a third. This was a result of postponing sales from the second quarter to the third quarter. As mentioned in the second quarter results presentation, our shale oil sales contracts allow for adjustments of sales quantities in case of low market prices. And this is what we did in the second quarter to move the maintenance schedules earlier. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic impact, we see good demand for our oil products, mostly due to the support from regulations of the fuel oil market, as our products are mainly fully in line with the International Maritime Organization's latest requirements for fuel quality. For the remaining 3 months of 2020, we have hedged the majority of our oil production, and for the next year, we made some additional hedges and now have roughly 70% of annual sales and production volume hedged. We have provided the same information in detail on slide number 28 in the appendices. Moving to slide number 16, we have provided overview of shale oil EBITDA development. As the case has been in the previous two quarters of this year, margin impact is negative due to decreased average sales price without the impact from derivative transactions, while gain on derivatives has an offsetting effect. Huge difference in the derivatives from last year's figures is due to the difference in the oil market price development. A year ago, the oil price, market prices were above our hedging levels, resulting in losses, whereas this year we have an exactly opposite situation, as hedges are made at price levels well above current prices, resulting in profits. Volume impact was positive due to additional sales in the third quarter that we delayed from the second quarter of this year. Negative impact of fixed costs tracks down to change in the inventory, while payroll costs slightly decreased. Now, you may kindly turn to slide number 17 to cover the performance of the products and services. Of other products and services. The decrease in sales revenues came mainly from lower pellet and mining product sales. Better gas sales helped to mitigate the fall in revenues to some extent, while EBITDA of other products and services increased due to change in the value of gas derivative instruments, which do not fall under hedge accounting framework, thus affecting the income statement as gas market prices change. Our goal is to apply accounting framework under IFRS 9 to gas derivatives still this year. Moving to slide number 18, we have provided an EBITDA to operating cash flow bridge. The major positive impacts came from CO2 and derivative instruments. On the CO2 impact, most of the effect, 24.6 million euros, came from CO2-related income statement provisions based on actual allowances. The logic is that in the income statement, the CO2 cost is accounted, but during the quarter, there were no payouts of CO2 quotas, there is a positive effect on the cash flows. Usually, the buyout of CO2 quotas takes place once a year in the fourth quarter. During the quarter, nearly 500,000 tons of CO2 quotas were added to the group's CO2 position, resulting in increased collateral of roughly 3.3 million euros. Since the price of CO2 emissions ended the third quarter pretty much where it started, near 27 euros per ton, there was no major effect from CO2 market price movements on third quarter cash flows, and the total impact from CO2 was about 21 million euros. Most of the positive effect on derivative instrument changes came from the electricity related instruments in the Nordic and in Poland. In Poland, we managed to substitute cash collaterals with bank guarantees, resulting in lower levels of restricted cash. This provided us with less capital intensive way of to develop gas and electricity retail sale business in Poland. Changes in working capital were also supportive of cash flows. on the back of decreased oil shale and shale oil inventories. Pellet and gas inventories slightly continued from the second quarter inventory increases to be ready for the main sales season in the coming months. But those items were small compared to oil shale and shale oil inventory changes. Interest paid in the third quarter is the highest throughout the year, as in September we pay annual interest on the 500 million 2023 euro bond. In addition to that item, there were some usual loan principal repayments together with interest that took the interest paid amount to 14.5 million euros. On slide number 19, we have compared the third quarter operating cash flows of last year and this year. This year's third quarter operating cash flows were significantly stronger. The biggest changes came from working capital, where account receivables and payables have seen positive trends together with decreased oil shale inventories in our large-scale energy production unit. Positive CO2 is explained by high income statement-related provisions, as this year's third quarter electricity production from the oil shale was higher from last year's levels, and there were no significant CO2 price movements. Cash flows related to derivative instruments were more positive in this year's third quarter. The positive effect came mainly from electricity instruments, while oil and gas-related derivative instrument movements were slightly more negative. Moving on to slide 20, let's look at Eesti Energia's investment-related cash flow during the ended third quarter. The group's capex amounted 35 million euros, increasing by 9.4% from last year's levels. The biggest share of investments went to the electricity distribution network. Those investments are made mostly by Eesti Energia subsidiary Elektrilevi, and in essence, these are base investments made to the distribution network to further improve the network's quality by making the connections more weatherproof and building new connection points. On a yearly basis, such investments rose by more than a third. One factor here is the increased number of applications from electricity producers related to the ongoing solar boom in Estonia, while base investments to the network have also increased. During the quarter, we also completed the purchase of Tolpanvaara Wind Park, a project in Finland, an acquisition that was signed back in 2018. Turning to slide number 21, we have provided an overview of group's liquidity position. At the end of September, Eesti Energia's cash position amounted to 129.1 million euros. During the quarter, the used revolving credit facilities were paid back in the amount of 30 million euros, in addition to contractual principal payments that amounted to nearly 22 million euros. During the quarter, we signed new revolving credit facilities in the amount of 320 million euros, from which 200 million euros will mature in 5 years and 120 million euros in 3 years. As of the end of the third quarter, the group had access to 590 million euros of loans. From this amount, 245 million euros are long-term loan agreements with the European Investment Bank, revolving credit facilities at to the parent company level in the amount of 320 million euros, and at the level of Enefit Green, we have one revolving credit line in the amount of 25 million euros. On slide 22, we have provided an overview of group's leverage ratios and debt repayment profile. During the quarter, both Standard & Poor's and Moody's updated their credit ratings from Eesti Energia. For Eesti Energia. Standard & Poor's left the rating unchanged to BBB- but changed outlook from stable to negative due to weaker credit metrics. Moody's left the rating and outlook unchanged. Baa3 with stable outlook, citing the high probability of support from the owner of the company, the government of Estonia if needed. Company's net debt ratio stood at 4.5 times at the end of the quarter, declining from the first first and second quarter figures. This figure is about the group long-term financial policy target of 3.5x to net debt EBITDA. The group has outlined measures to get back to the financial policy metrics. Eesti Energia's financial policy is aimed at maintaining investment-grade credit rating. Turning to slide number 23, let's cover the management outlook for the remainder of this year. The management outlook has not changed from the second quarter of this year. It is a management expectation that the group sales revenues and EBITDA are likely to decline in 2020 due to effects of COVID-19 pandemic. The group's management is actively monitoring the environment to be ready for necessary adjustments. Electricity revenue and EBITDA are expected to fall due to low electricity market price. Shale oil revenue and EBITDA are forecasted to decrease as the demand for oil products has temporarily declined and the oil market prices have dropped. Distribution service revenue and EBITDA are expected to remain at the level of last year. Investments are expected to grow from the levels of last year. However, due to the current uncertain environment, those plans will be specified as we move onwards. Currently, it is expected that the increase will come from investments into electricity network and into renewable developments. While at this time, no major renewable development investment decisions have been made. Investments regarding oil shale sector are expected to decrease. The investments regarding the new shale oil plant, Enefit 282, are forecasted to begin in 2021, pushing oil shale-related investments once again higher. Turning to the last slide of the presentation, let's summarize the third quarter of 2020. During the third quarter, we saw the trends from the six months of the year continue, illustrated by low electricity and oil prices. Although oil prices have somewhat recovered, hedge transactions still continue to provide shelter for our oil shale operations. In the third quarter, there were some additional oil shale sales that were postponed from the second quarter, thus having one-off effect on the shale oil results. In the distribution segment, we have seen recovering consumption volumes, but still the electricity consumption is below the levels we saw before the COVID-19 pandemic. However, better operating efficiency in the distribution business has helped to keep EBITDA stable or even growing, as witnessed in the last quarter. The third quarter ended with a net loss of 8 million euros compared to last year's third quarter loss of 9.6 million euros. Overall, we can say that we are in low market price environment with effects from COVID-19 pandemic far from over. It is a management's assessment that the operations of the company thus far have been on a satisfactory level. We are monitoring the situation on our home markets carefully and are ready for additional adjustments where and if needed. We are now ready to take your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, then you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time. I hand back to Andrej Avila for closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We will introduce our annual results at the end of February. Thank you.